Hey and welcome. You're listening to the Hammered Heron. For our first time listeners, this is the unofficial Drunken Parrot podcast. With me today is my main man, Jad.
Ahem.
Huh?
Ahem.
What?
Fuck, Jazz.
Moving on.
Ahem.
Jazz. Shush.
Smirch. Smirch.
For our confused listeners, Jazz and I have swapped roles for the episode just to make things more interesting.
But before we continue, would you like to share any interesting news?
Yes, for our listeners that are not aware, The Hammered Heron can now be found on iTunes by merely searching the iTunes store for Hammered Heron. That's all one word. And if you want to be notified when there's new episodes, be sure to subscribe.
But enough with that. Next up, upcoming events.
Yes, upcoming events. Well, let's see, what do we have today? Nothing today, but tomorrow...
Whoa!
What?
I get to do the events.
Fine.
Well, on Thursday the 16th, we have Raid.
Is that all?
And on Monday the 20th, we also have another Raid. And on the 21st, we have the Midsummer Festival starting up, so that'll be interesting. And supposedly, that's when patch 4.2 is coming out as well.
So that's all?
That's all.
Next up, news of the week.
Yes, news. So what kind of news we got?
Well, we forgot a pretty important patch subject for 4.1 last episode.
What'd I miss?
Well, how about the Call to Arms feature?
I really haven't done that so much, so I can't talk about it, but I believe you've had some experience, correct?
Sure. Okay, so the Call to Arms feature in the Random Dungeon Finder picks the role with the least amount of participants, i.e. tanks and healers, those are the most common, and gives a Call to Arms for the role, meaning if you queue alone and pick the role for the Call to Arms for the dungeon, it is complete, i.e. when you defeat the last boss, you receive a special bag containing an additional loot.
With?
I've seen things such as, like, flasks that the class can use, or that's really necessary for your spec, and then sometimes a variety of non-combat pets, and then some exclusive mounts.
You get all that in one bag?
You have a chance for any of that in one bag. Never seen all three drop, but I suppose it could.
Okay, with that, can we finally bring a close to the 4.1 conversation?
Yes, unless our listeners know something that we missed.
I'm fairly sure we didn't miss anything important.
Okay, so let's talk about 4.2. What's the 411, Jack?
Well, there's a couple of things they released about 4.2, and some things on the PTR.
Such as?
Well, for one, there's a new raid called the Fireland.
And?
Well, I couldn't get into a group for this raid, so I have no information on it, so that's kind of all.
It's called research, Jazz. Research.
Well, I'm not that geared in the first place, and I don't want to cheat and make a pre-made like everyone else.
For our listeners who don't know what a pre-made is, on the PTR you can transfer a pre-made character already at 85, having high-level raiding gear, all set to go with gems and enchants.
Basically letting noobs play geared tunes for free. And yes, the PTR, or Public Test Realm, is free and can be downloaded in your Battle.net account under World of Warcraft, I believe.
Yep. Anything else?
Well, with the introduction to the Firelands comes the Zone, the Firelands, which is going to be like a new continent, which, according to my information, will include new dailies for the Guardians of the Hyjal faction that will include some lore and instancing inside the Zone, the Firelands.
Sounds cool. Is that all?
Well, we did have some progression rating-wise for the guild in defeating the Conclave of Wind and Throne of the Four Winds.
Ooh. Now is that all?
Yes, that's all.
You don't have to get snippy, I'm just asking. Moving on, since our last episode, two important things have been on Blizzard Store that we need to put attention to. Number one being the tickets to BlizzCon, which were sold on the 21st and 25th. Jazz, I believe you had some experience with this, didn't you?
I was on the Blizzard store at 9:57 p.m. refreshing the page every second, and at 9:59 I saw the buy button, in which I hesitated for a moment, then clicked immediately, and in that moment's hesitation, I was put in 9,000th in the queue.
Well, what's your point, Jazz?
Well, maybe I wanted to share my experiences with the listeners, Z.
Whatever.
Point being, you gotta be fast in that clicking, because I only hesitated for a moment, and 9,000th in the queue. But if you have any hints for buying tickets that we just don't know, or you would like to share with our listeners, please contact us with that. We'd love to share it with our listeners.
Uh-huh. And the second item on the Blizzard store that we'd like to bring to your attention is the new mount called the Wing Guardian, and it's only $25.
Not worth it in the slightest.
But it looks so cool, Jazz.
Still not worth it, in my opinion.
Well, you don't have to buy it, but maybe our listeners will want to buy it, and if they do, they can find it on the Blizzard store for $25.
Okay.
Well, now that that's over, let's move on to our movie of the week.
Yes, so Z, what is our movie of the week?
Oh boy.
What's so funny?
Your behavior last episode, it was just ridiculous.
I don't like swearing.
Neither do a lot of people. But even they aren't as wacky as you.
Can we please stop insulting me and continue with the movie of the week?
Alright. Okay, so, it's nothing new, but I love the movie, and I really feel like the rest of the people of the world should know about it. Jazz, can you figure out what my favorite movie is ever right now?
I'm gonna guess Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
You got it.
Would you like to give a brief explanation?
I'll give a little... Yes, I was about to say that. Basically, it's about people from Canada, and Scott Pilgrim is the main character, and what had happened was his ex-girlfriend obviously broke up with him, and so then he was just in a rut of poor lifestyle for, I don't know, a year, and then all of a sudden he's dating this high schooler, and he's, by the way, like 22, and she's like 17. But they're dating, and then all of a sudden he meets the love of his life, Ramona Flowers. And so then he starts to shack up with her, eventually breaks up with the high schooler. Yes, that means he did cheat, but, you know, we'll ignore that little detail. And what needs to happen is, though, it's to date Ramona Flowers, he has to defeat her 7 evil exes. And the movie is like, it's definitely a dude movie, because it feels like a video game that when you're in it and you're watching it. It's pretty cool, actually.
So no women will be interested in this in the slightest?
I'm sure they will. I'm just saying a lot of guys I've been talking to about it have liked it a lot.
I can understand that.
Because you don't... I mean, yeah, there are women gamers, but, I mean, let's face it. What's the percentage for male gamers versus women gamers? Like, do you even have a statistic, or should we, like, guess?
We can't get into this on a podcast.
True. Well, no, you're right.
Editing magic.
Okay, next up, our favorite bit. So, Jazz, what is our quest of the week?
My quest of the week is called The Day Deathwing Came, located in the Badlands. This is a chain where 3 heroes explain the outcome of the day that Deathwing came to the Badlands.
It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Are you going to give any additional information, though?
I don't want to ruin it for them, in case they haven't done it before.
Okay, so lying tip of the week?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of over that, so I don't think I'm gonna do this anymore.
Jazz, you're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. But this does remind me of something. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode will be out when I want it to be out, okay? Don't go around running to people asking them. You wanna know when it comes out, you ask me, okay? You ask me. And if you don't ask other people, you ask me. And what? What, you want to fight about it? Fine, come to Michigan. I ain't scared. Come to Michigan. What? You got a gun? I got a gun. Come to Michigan. I dare you. I double dare you. Come to Michigan. See what happens. Now, listeners, notice how I didn't say what city I live in. That's called a fake out. This is your lying tip of the week. Feel free to write it down.
Okay, and with that comes the end to our episode. Any final thoughts, Jazz?
Big boobies.
Big boobies. Everyone likes these.
If you want to join the World of Warcraft Guild Drunken Parrot, you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com.
And if you have any questions, suggestions, or wish to possibly be on the show, feel free to email us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Goodbye. Hey, listeners, we have a special surprise for you.
Yes, we are having one of our infamous Hammered Heron contests.
This one is very simple on your part. For you see, we took 26 random guildies and looked them up on the armory to see how many non-combat pets they can have. And then we found the mean, and then we'll have you guess pretty much what the mean is.
Should we give them a small hint?
You're doing the math, so should we?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's between 10 and 100.
That's very, very helpful.
I know. So if you'd like to give us our guess, you can contact us by email, you can send us mail on the guild site, or in-game mail to the Jazz, one word, and mail us with your guess.
We look forward to announcing the winner.
Good luck.
And goodbye.